From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida's citrus harvest in early November continues with navel and Hamlin oranges, red grapefruit, and fall glow and early pride tangerines, mostly for the fresh market. ThePacker.com reports at the end of October, 16 packing houses were shipping citrus fruit, according to the NASS Florida Crop Progress and Condition Report. The U.S. Drought Monitor reports the entire Florida citrus growing region is drought-free. More than 25 pumpkins were submitted to the Georgia 4-H's 2020 statewide pumpkin growing contest, with the largest pumpkin cultivated in North Georgia's Union County weighing in at a whopping 548 pounds. According to MorningAgClips.com, all Georgia 4-H participants took their entries to the local University of Georgia Cooperative Extension Office for weighing. This year, the Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association sponsored the contest, donating prize money of $150 and $25 for first through third place. USDA projections for changes in nominal U.S. farm prices between 2020 and 2030 indicate a mixed outlook shaped by the expected recovery of U.S. and global demand, continued export competition, and market conditions in 2020. AgriMarketing.com reports the strongest gains are projected for wheat and cotton. Wheat prices are projected to rise as domestic and export demand begins to outpace domestic production, while higher cotton prices are driven by a projected recovery in export demand. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.